Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Detaching the ones who keep acting attached, it's a leech. I am no pastor, but actually preaching. Look up these lyrics and actually reach. That was where it all began. Had to put in work every day, we got it in. We chased all our dreams and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy.
Welcome back to another episode of The Porch Podcast. I'm yours truly, B. Jones, a.k.a. Bolo, and you know when I'm pulling up to the porch, y'all. I can't pull up without my boy Darnell D. Nice, a.k.a. Big Smitty. However you want to hit it with him, man. You know my dog on the porch with me, brother. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing great, man. I'm blessed. God is good. Your boy beamed up right now.
I say, man, audio listen, boy, that boy got a filter over there right now.
Shout out to Chuck Taylor, man, the best barber on the West Coast and LA.
He got a cold-ass name, too. Chuck Taylor. Definitely be bing, bing, bing.
Beaming y'all shit. That's his real name, Bolo. Like, no joke. That's his real name.
What a cut here for out there in LA?
Well, my cut, I mean, I pay him like 40, 45. That's what I do.
That ain't bad. Well, you probably got the player price.
That's what I'm saying. I think I got in at a good time. Price, so facts. I don't want to.
You grandfathered in.
Hopefully nobody else listen to this. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what everybody else is paying. That's what I'm paying.
40, 45. Damn, I'm damn near tweaking because I shouldn't have asked you that because now it's probably about to reset the market over there for my
I ain't even going to cut this clip. This clip ain't going on social.
That's a fact. That's how I run. That's how I run.
We can edit how you want to edit, so we
That's
good.
That's a fact.
But yeah, man. Shout out to my barber, man. And ain't nothing like a fresh cut. I posted a video, I think, on Instagram, like maybe a couple weeks ago. I was like, man, you just feel like a different man. I don't know what it is. I just feel more confident. I feel lighter on my toes. I feel just everything is better with a fresh cut, bro. So it's crazy.
The funniest shit is when you post them videos of you trying to find your phone.
Oh,
let
my
motherfuckers
God.
See the beam. They got to see the beam. They got to see the taper in the back. They got to see the whole fade. They got to see the whole thing. It ain't just about the lining in the front.
It turns like a real trend, bro. And speaking of the videos, bro, man, I posted a traffic video the other day. LA traffic video. I was coming around like a little inner, like I don't know what you're going to call it, like a little turn within the highway. And the part that I was driving on initially was super clear. So I'm recording a video. I'm like, fingers crossed, LA traffic. I think it's going to be a good day. I think I'm going to miss the traffic. I think it's going to be, you know, a blessing. No traffic today. I get around the corner and it's like back to back, nonstop. And like, I just posted just a quick little video as a reel. And the shit went viral. Like, the biggest video I've ever posted in my life has like over a million views. I collabed with it on the Porch Pay. I don't know if you saw it, bro.
Bro, I meant to hit you because my phone reset and I don't have access to the other side of the of Instagram because I only have my credentials to get back. So we got to get back locked in.
It's like mega viral.
Going crazy?
Like mega viral. I posted my personal, but I collabed with the Porch. So the Porch getting love. Porch followers
went up. Right, facts.
My personal then went up crazy, like down there, like 600, 700 followers in the last like week or so. But it's like literally viral. I'm not like, it's still to this day. Famous people comment on there.
What was
Brandy
you saying?
From what's it called? P-Ville? Who's that show? Come on.
P-Valley?
P-Valley. She commented on there, laugh. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm like, this is the easiest video in the world that I didn't post it, and they just, I don't know, everybody's relate.
You collab with the Porch? You know, I got to check it out.
Look on the Porch right now, live on the show, man. Go to the Porch real quick. It's a traffic video. You can't miss it because I ain't been posting that much on the Porch lately.
I know. I got to see. I can't go to it. I got to just type it in now.
It's the one that says, come on, LA traffic, fingers crossed. I posted a couple of them.
Biggest traffic pet peeve.
Not that one. Go down to the one that says, come on, LA traffic, fingers crossed, and look at them numbers.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Ooh, that boy got 125,000 likes, boy. Look
That's
at that.
That's likes,
right there.
But the views over a mil.
You going bussing. Damn, you got, yeah, you going crazy, bro.
And even the one next to it, the question of the day, what is traffic? I'm like, damn, I said, I'm about to turn my page to a traffic page. If that's what's working.
He said, come on, LA traffic. Let me see. Folks going around the turnpike.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see. You was you Saudi?
I was like, hold on, fingers crossed, fingers crossed.
You seen it from the highway. You ain't even hit it yet. You can see it.
I just started cracking up laughing, bro. Doing a Smitty laugh and people going crazy in the comment. Everybody can relate.
Facts.
They call that the slow 05 out here. It's really the 405 highway. They call it the slow 05 because it's always backed up no matter what.
Hey, man, this is stupid, bro. You funny as fuck for that. Hey, just on the simple fact that, like, you be feeling so good at some point yeah. until you know you just going to hit the fire. Like, and once you're in the fire, you stuck. Ain't nothing you can do. Like,
you can do. You're there.
Just kind of figure out what you're going to do to buy your time.
Yeah, bro. I'm so used to it now, just being out here.
That's
so
wild,
long.
Bro. Every day?
Every day, bro.
A lot of people go to Chicago bad, too, though. But
yeah.
But L.A., I think L.A., they say L.A. and Atlanta is probably some of the worst traffic you can get into, though.
New York, too.
I can imagine. New York overpopulated as fuck, too.
Hella populated. I've been out here for a little minute now. It's 2024.
That boy is immersed in the L.A. culture right now.
You know, I just noticed, man. First of all, today, Juneteenth. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Shout out to us, you know, for our day, man. The day that our people was officially set free. You know, it's crazy that, this holiday is just now becoming a national holiday. I'm going to be real.
Was it like two, three years?
Yeah, I was never taught about this growing up. We never celebrated, just being honest, but I'm glad that it's something that's being acknowledged now. But before we get to that, yesterday, June 18th, was actually my work anniversary. I just noticed that. My first day at Fox was June 18th, 2018.
Let's give my brother a hand clap.
Come on now.
Hey, first off, there's a few things there, bro.
Yeah.
First off, bro, I think job tenure right now, like the way that the world is continuing to transition, bro, being able to stick with one job for so long is already commendable within itself. Because I think the more generations, the more things evolve, people be like, man, I'm bouncing. Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of easy to kind of jump ship. So you've been doing your thing, bro. So shout out to you for that. But then, dog, you in a big brand, though, and you're doing your thing, too. So that's even more of a caveat, bro. So giving you your flowers, my dog. Keep it up.
Appreciate you, my dog, man. Appreciate you, my dog. And for all the listeners, man, who's trying to continue to make money on the side outside of their 9-to-5, BetOnline is the place to go and the place to be. Go to betonline.ag and use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to get a 50% plus welcome bonus and tell them that the Porch Podcast sent you there. But bringing back up Juneteenth, Bolo, man, like I said before, I don't know if it was the same thing with you, but growing up in my household, like, I didn't even know, I never heard of Juneteenth, to be quite honest. Never was taught about it in school, elementary, middle school, even high school. I really didn't hear about it. Like, the first memory that comes to my mind, it kind of sounds embarrassing, is like 2019, 2020, like super recent for me. Yeah. And then obviously it became a national holiday and, you know, considering what the holiday is, again, the official date that our people were set free from, you know, from slavery, it should have been like a huge thing that we've been celebrating. And I'm hoping that it ends up becoming that, like, you know, your kids, as they get older, once they're teenagers and they're in their 20s and they're grown, that maybe it's something that they throw barbecues and cookouts for every year and stuff like that. It is right now, we're kind of in the early stages of the celebration. So, like, for me, like, I still have to go to work today. I still, like, it's a normal day for me. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I think we moving in the right direction. Like, for my job right now, like, obviously, it's a holiday, but for my job, it's optional. So, you have the option of picking, like, you know, of the other, you know, holidays besides, like, Christmas and, you know, 4th of July. Like, you get the pick optional. So, you already know your boy. If it's optional, I'm picking MLK and Juneteenth.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm showing love. You know what I mean? But I think we're doing a better job for the holiday to only be 2 to 3 years old. You know, I think people, obviously, like you mentioned, are starting to understand the meaning behind Juneteenth. Because I think I'm probably about maybe 8 or 9 years in of, like, understanding what Juneteenth is. But, like, 2 to 3 years in of, like, okay, I got a shirt. Like, you know what I mean? Right. I'm going to post. Like, I'm going to be able to, you know, celebrate it a little bit. I think people celebrating it now, but it ain't as big as, obviously, the 4th of July, but I guarantee you, once my son and them get older, you know what I mean, and we continue to build it, I think it's going to be something similar to the 4th of July. Because, like, the merch is there. like I've seen people pop fireworks, you know, in a small capacity, you know, on days like this. So it's only gonna get bigger. So shout out to my people, man.
Shout out to us. You know,
we doing it. We just gotta keep moving, keep grooving.
That's all we can do, man. Keep moving, keep grooving. And man, I'm just happy to be back on the porch, bro. It's been a long time. So much has happened. I know we were talking offline, but I want to bring it to the porch, man. How was your Father's Day? You know, I'm not a father yet. You know, it's something that I hope to be here in the next, you know, couple years, I'll say. You know what I'm saying? I was joking with Chanel, my wife, for all the listeners here, just telling her, hey, you need to just start practicing of what you're going to do and how you're going to treat me on Father's Day. Like, let's just start getting the lingo going. Let's just start, like, cook for me. Whatever you plan on doing once the kid here, let's get it started now. Because in the next, like, 2 years, I'm planning on little DJ to pop up. So let's get stuff DJ, going.
That's,
you know,
cold.
I mean?
That's cold.
Yeah. So like, man, how was your Father's Day, brother?
Well, man, it was good. It was good. It was fun. So right before that though, like I was saying before we jumped on, my son, he graduated pre-K, so now he's going into elementary school now. So for the old heads out there, you know what I mean, our people don't know, you know, parents now, we're a little extra. So you get a graduation when you're going to kindergarten, and then you get another graduation when you go into first grade. So that's how we doing it. So he graduated from pre-K, going to kindergarten. So it was super fun, man. So then after that, he had like a prom sneaker ball. So shout out to Tiny Explorers, man. Shout out to Paige and them over there doing their thing. So they got to dress up, you know, I threw them in some J's with a nice little suit, bow tie on. So they had a good time. And then Sunday obviously was Father's Day. And y'all, let me tell you, I'm getting to that unk phase now where I get happy when I get something that I can just use. It's like a tool or something on Father's Day. So I got a Blackstone, y'all. So for y'all don't know a Blackstone, it's like the mother of all mothers. You know what I'm saying? You can cook your hibachi on there. You can make smash burgers. You can season, you know, you can throw a ribeye on there, sear hot dogs, sear steaks. Anything you thinking about cooking, bro, you can, like, just how in a hibachi spot, you got the flat top. It's like a flat top like that. You got the scraper, like the little seasoned bottle. Like, come on, man.
It's real simple to cook on.
Man, it's easy to cook on, bro. It's like a stove, bro. And it's just portable. It's cold, bro. It's something crazy. So I know some of y'all listening probably already got a Blackstone. Don't hate on me. I'm still getting into it, but I'm super excited about it. So that I'm dating myself right now. I'm really feeling like an uncle because I'm super excited to have a Blackstone, bro.
You really are older, bro. Like 10 years ago, it was like you would have been excited to get, like, I don't know, the new 2K that came out, or, you know, some J's. I know you still a sneakerhead. You probably still excited to get the J's.
Yeah, facts. I'll definitely take some J's. but a motherfucker be happy to get a drill, though. Give me a drill.
You know what I mean?
Lawnmower. Yeah.
Get a hammer and a motherfucker, some tools, toolkit.
Come on, man.
My girl bought me some new socks the other day, and I was happy as hell.
See, hey, you're a good man. You're a good man. I just seen a post, too. They said for Father's Day, ladies, you know what I mean? Keep the socks. You know what I mean? Keep the beaters. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Keep all that small stuff. Just like y'all want the bags and stuff. Like, we want, you know, go ahead. Give me a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Go ahead. $600-$700 lawnmower. I'll take it. I'll make it work. You know what I mean? But no, I'm grateful, though. I'm appreciative, though. But I did get a Blackstone, though, so I'm super excited. So y'all going to be seeing videos of me here soon on my Blackstone cooking up different meals. So be on the lookout.
That could be some good Bolo content, low-key. You just on the Blackstone. Real quick going stuff. Crazy. You got to edit it. Send it to me. I'll post it. Real simple.
Bolo on the Blackstone. Crazy the shit we come up with, bro. Out of nowhere.
Don't forget that, though. Write that down.
Bolo on the Blackstone. Damn.
Because I was going to talk to you, too, about, like, us doing more just, like, authentic, just short-form content, even outside of the actual porch. You know what I'm saying? So we're like, you just, you know, something quick you doing, send to me, you or you post it yourself, whatever you want to do. To keep the porch flowing. That's a fact. Your thing. Bolo,
bro, I should have stuck with the toast to you, bro. But I started losing my mojo, bro. I was like, man, I got something. But it wasn't hitting like it was supposed to hit.
You got scared, though.
You know what I'm saying? I need to get back to it, though. Man, for real.
Every game, every Saturday, you had some.
Had to.
What's the difference now? Every Saturday, you had something crazy that hit you.
Had to.
Every single, like, you never missed a beat.
You had to.
So, I mean,
it was. It wasn't, you didn't have a choice.
It's the porch. You ain't got no choice.
It's a fact.
It's the porch. Same mindset.
You
take the same thing you learned on that field and translate it to the porch, to the real world, to everything.
Mm.
Same shit.
That's facts. That's some real shit.
All the boys going boom. All the dogs got like, boom. All my people like boom. All my Somebody forgot that. Yeah, look at you. You
start to feel
a little bit. You feel a little bit in your chest. Uh-huh. You sitting forward a little
endorphins.
Bit.
Endorphins, sit up. Yeah, we ready to go. Facts.
Yeah. A little instinct, man. A little instinct, man.
Man, I miss that shit. That shit felt
I
good.
I do sometimes miss that shit. Like, just the ego, the masculinity, the pride,
the camaraderie, the brotherhood, bro. Like stories, bro. The hardship, like it's just a lot of stuff you can reflect on and just be appreciative of it now. But back then, you was like, man, that's some bullshit. But it's just so cliche because everybody says it. Like,
yeah,
like take advantage of your time here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it what's gonna seem hard now ain't gonna seem so hard when you get older. Right. And the shit be really ringing true though. But it's like when you tell the younger crew, they like this nigga just talking.
Right.
But niggas really ain't gonna feel it until they older and being like, damn, nigga, I get anything to go back to my junior senior year. Give me that game back.
Shit really do be hard though. I ain't gonna lie. Like I miss it, but it still was hard to say. Like two things can be
that shit was hard as fuck. Like don't give me like as much as I do want to go back, don't give me the 5:30, 6 a.m. boys. Like don't give me the farmers walks and shit. Like don't give me the 400s we used to run around the track. Like save all that other shit. Like give me game day, you know, Friday, we in the hotel, like
we niggas
on some silly shit, like, you know what I mean? Kind of, we kind of in the fold.
Yeah.
Game day, of course, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, obviously when we was kicking it, you know what I'm saying? I think those are just times where you just, damn.
Especially those nights before the game, like you said, that Friday. I was literally driving the other day, and I don't know, my mom be everywhere, Bolo. And I was randomly just reminiscing about, like, when me and Jay New was roommates.
And obviously me and Nate was
roommates,
too,
but really when me and Jay New was roommates. And he would be over there. First of all, it started off him making like just beats on the table. And then that led to him actually on his phone downloading some app and making actual beats to the freestyle that we were saying. And everybody was just coming to our room. For whatever reason, our room became like the pregame room the day before the game. I was just thinking about just the times it was just in there like rocking and we really in there freestyling, going crazy. Thanks. I think Officer T had to come to the door a couple times and like, you know, tell us to quiet down a little bit. But like, those are some of my funnest moments, bro. Just in there, like, just, I don't know, just shooting the shit, but it's creating this memories, bro. It's just like, damn,
facts.
I feel like it was yesterday, but I'm like, man, it's 2024. I graduated 16. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. I've been out of college that long. You know,
wow,
I just can't,
man.
It's crazy looking back at it, bro.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shout out to Jay New, man. Jay New holding it down on the DJ side in Indy right now, man. He's been
doing
perfect his thing.
Sense. When I saw him DJ, I said, this makes perfect sense, bro.
They make perfect full sense. Circle shit, man. That's some cool shit. But I just remember, we used to pull up to y'all room on them Fridays too. Like, man, they on the track. Let me go ahead and jump on the track real quick.
Dang, bro. We had freestyle for like an hour. We had like
minute.
A two or three just guaranteed locked in songs. But then we just be freestyling, bro. Like, obviously, Nate gonna come in there and sing, you know, are you ready? Yeah, for this dough.
That nigga
are you
funny.
Ready? Are you ready for this dough? Nate's to have me cracking up. It's so funny. Like, Nate, shout out to Nate Ali, man. Obviously, holding it down on the coach's side. He's so like locked. He's always been a great leader, one of the best leaders I've been around. Taught me so much on the field. Always been like mature and everything. But it's dope seeing like the development and growth of all of us, though, just from like when we were 18, 19, 20, and it's where we was, and seeing us like it's grown ass men, and it's just funny because you look back at the story, and I'm like, damn, it's just we was clowning and doing this and rapping.
We was clowning,
and
bro.
It's funny though, just seeing that, bro, it's crazy.
And it's funny too, like how you say, like we naturally just evolve in our own way. Like like when you think about like life within itself, you know, I always tell people, shit, if I ain't seen you in 10 to 15 years, you got to re-meet me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things where like my life is so different. Like the B Jones that was in high school is not the same nigga. Like, this is not the same guy you're going to have a conversation. Like the talking points, the level of conversations we had, or, you know, how we used to move, like it won't be the same. You know what I'm saying? So it's damn near like, I got to re-meet you and you got to re-meet me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause other than that, we just going to be two motherfuckers just like not knowing what the fuck going on. Like, I can't go off of what I used to know 10 to 12 years ago. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep. So that's one of the things I always tell people. Running into somebody you saw a long time ago and like they having the same exact conversation they had in 2012.
Boy.
Damn, bro.
Like, what the fuck we talking about, bro?
I don't even feel comfortable around you. Like, we ain't like, your energy weird. Like, good seeing you, I'm gone. Let's keep it quick, you know?
Yeah. And of course, you
better, and nobody has nothing to do with that, but just like, it's a certain level of maturity and growth that you just expect to have.
Facts.
And
just natural evolution.
Yeah,
100%. And of course you'll have, you know, everybody got those couple people that you just gonna be locked in with since day one, where like you ain't gonna have to talk to them every year or whatever.
Yeah.
And whenever y'all just, you know, connect, you gonna pick up where you left off at. But for the most part though, like when I don't see, like, just cause I see you on social media and stuff, or you know, I see you, like, I ain't gonna assume I know you. I'm gonna have to re-meet you. You feel what I'm saying?
I still got a little sprinkle of Smitty in me though. Like, look,
yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. Yeah,
you
ain't gonna lose the full flow, but you know, motherfucker going to you know what I'm saying? I'm just kicking it. Like, I'm, you know, it's, bro, I got about four different titles now, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
Versus husband, just father, boom, boom, husband, father,
manager,
you know what I'm saying? Coach, you know what I'm saying?
Just trainer, motivator.
On the podcast, yeah, just, you know what I'm saying?
Media member, yeah, you do a lot of shit.
I'm on a whole different little wavelength for folks, so.
We had one song going, I'm going everywhere. We had one song, I can't sing it because the word, but it was like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I can't say it, but that one, bro, that motherfucker was a hit though.
Like, y'all should have threw it, yeah, dropped it.
I didn't want to like send it to Drake or somebody and then get a producing credit and like let them do it, let them sing it and rap it, because that's some shit right there, bro. I used to snap on that motherfucker too, but hey, we old now. We can't do it no more, man.
We still can kick it though. It's so funny, man. I seen this video online and it was like the ages of like 30 or like 28 to 35 is like right in the middle of like still being cool.
Yeah.
But like you crossing over into unk land though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Where like you can still kind of keep up with like the dances, the music, kind of the lingo, kind of the fashion, everything.
Yeah.
But you still teetering on the uncle side of things. And I'd be like, damn, sometimes I do be getting caught in between. Like, damn, I'm really on some old nigga shit. But then I'd be like, man, I can kick it. I can turn up too. I can, you know what I'm saying?
Don't sleep, man.
The best of them, you know what I'm saying? So we just really battling right now, right in between of being, you know what I'm saying, on the old head side and kicking it with the newer generation, man. So I never thought we would get here, but we are here. And I'm struggling, bro. I'm trying to figure out what's what, bro. Because like all these new TikTok dances, bro, I can't do that. If y'all probably driving in the car right now, but if y'all see what I was trying to do, I was trying to do some of the new TikTok dances and shit that they be doing. You know what I'm saying? I can still hit that shit, though.
You know what I'm talking about?
I can't even keep up.
I'm still trying to lean with it and rock with it. Just keep it simple. You know what I mean? Just keep
TV,
it simple.
TV even different, bro. Like, remember back in the day, just coming home and just being excited to watch core TV, bro. Yeah. Like, I just remember watching shows like My Brother and Me, like Smart Guy, Sister, Jet Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Like, just all them black shows of just, it ain't really, shit ain't really, like, times are so different. Like, kids just watch TV differently, bro. Play the games differently, like. The shit is so wild, bro. Like the wave now, bro, is literally that streaming shit where these niggas is making so much money.
Yep.
Watching people sleep. Our dog, Casanat, bro, he literally has like four or five videos, bro, that has made him a ton of money because he got people like Offset doing an overnight 24-hour stream.
I actually watched like 3 hours of the shit with him and Drewski. I watched it and like Kevin Hart. 3-4 days, though. It was a lot
bro, but it's addicting, though. Like, you'd be like, you would think you wouldn't want to watch no shit like that until you start watching clips, and you like, man, this shit actually silly as fuck. Like, let me keep watching this. Like, I'd be rolling. Yeah. But it's just like, that's the new entertainment now. Like, we're literally just watching somebody's life just kind of like on stream.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, bro. Like, I can't even explain it.
Yeah. I used to, you know, clown people for dumb. How y'all watch, you know, because kids be watching other kids open up gifts or.
Bro, kids, my son now, bro, like he got an iPad and everything. He know how to get into the apps and stuff, bro. And every time I click on, he watching somebody play with a toy or he watching somebody play a video game. Like it's crazy, bro. And all those people online, bro, getting hella bread just off of just doing basic shit.
Just everyday life, just recording themselves doing their normal shit.
Normal shit, bro. Not kidding you, bro. Came downstairs. I'm like, Brian, what the hell are you watching, bro? It's a guy with a little stuffed animal, bro, probably the size of my hand.
Yeah.
Of SpongeBob. And then in another hand, it was like Chase from Paw Patrol. And he was like literally having conversations like this. And yeah, you can see his hands and everything in the screen. But he's just literally just talking with their voices. And my kids was rolling. Looked it up, bro. It had like 25 million views, bro. Like it's crazy. Like just rolling. Like I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like just the state of everything is just changing.
Damn, man. We might have to get your kids on the porch one day, do a Porch Kids episode and just talk to them about cartoons and shit, bro. Just see what happens, bro. Whenever you ready. But this shit.
It's crazy.
Shit, man. Wild though, bro. Shit, wild, man. Times are definitely changing. Like I said, wifey, she be having me watch these travel vlogs all the time and shit. And like wherever the age is, we all doing the same shit, just different content for each age group. You know what I'm saying? Facts. Like it's the same shit though. So, man, switching gears though, man. It was a video that you had sent me over, and I saw it was earlier this week about a situation where, or it was a picture, I believe. Well, this Chris Brown situation going on where I'm sure everyone has seen it, but for those who have not heard about it or seen it yet, people have been taking pictures with Chris Brown after the concert. Basically, he's charging you like X amount of money to pose and take a picture with him after his concerts. And apparently this fiance, this woman took a picture with Chris Brown. And I'm gonna let you share the West though. Like what happened with the situation?
Yeah, so obviously, shout out to Chris Brown, man, going crazy right now on tour. He got the 11-11 tour going down right now. And obviously, even before this tour, he was allowing fans to take pictures with him, man, male and female. I think for about $1,000, or I think it's $1,100 now, just because of the tour is 11-11, so something like that. But the common theme was, you know, I think Chris Brown has been flexible on how he's able to actually take pictures with his fans. And this is obviously men too, because men have taken photos with him as well, like in a Dragon Ball Z pose or, you know, kind of like showing muscles, like kind of flexing, stuff like that. But then on the female side, it's been more of like sexy photos where like women will appear to be like bent over in front of him, or he would, you know, pick a woman up. Or he would like hug them from the back. So it's been a lot of pictures that have been like more intimate that have been throwing a lot of red flags up for us men over here. So most recently, a guy said he cut off an engagement from a young lady because Chris Brown was seen in the photo, had her kind of picked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? By her waist. So she had her legs wrapped around him.
Yeah.
Yep. And she was picked up. So I think, you know, people were kind of going back and forth just because they're like, it's a picture. It's Chris Brown. Like, what are you doing? Like, why does that matter? And then obviously, you know, there's also people saying like, hey, like y'all coming at the women, but it's men taking pictures with Chris Brown too. You know what I'm saying? So people are kind of trying to flip the narrative. And for me, I think the picture, like Chris Brown or not, I don't care if it's a dog. I don't care if it's whatever. Like if it's a picture that you would feel uncomfortable doing in front of me, then it's something that you shouldn't be doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day, bro, if Chris Brown was like, hold up real quick, come backstage. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, that means you telling me that if that was the case, then you would definitely bust that ooh, ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about it.
You know, so I'm just keeping it a buck. I just think it's okay to take a picture with him. You know what I mean? Cool. But I think when you start kind of taking it to the next level of like maybe getting bent over in front of him or getting picked up, you know, I think that's a little inappropriate where it's like, it just comes off as disrespectful. You know what I'm saying?
I saw women, bro, talking about all these insecure men and this and that. I said, you got nothing to do about being insecure, bro. Y'all act like just because somebody's famous or has a title, they get a pass to just be disrespectful and do whatever. And I'm not blaming Chris Brown. Like, it's not his job to dictate that. I'm blaming the person who's taking the pictures with him. Like, you know you're engaged. You know you're in a relationship. Just because this is Chris Brown and he has a name don't mean, oh, okay. Like,
you get to just disrespect your partner.
I can bend over. I can dance. I can do it.
Yeah.
He's still just a nigga. Like, respectfully, he's just a dude. Like, he a dude with some money. So, like you just said, you said it perfectly. You basically what you're saying is, like you just said, if he was to take it to another step and invite you to the crib or backstage or whatever, you better be saying, oh, since it's Chris Brown, I can do it. Like, no.
It's like, for me, like, I'm not saying that, like, you can't take pictures with him. Like, I just would prefer for you to take a picture out of respect for me. And you said something that kind of, like, had a kind of like a sensor go off in my brain. I just hate sometimes, and I wish we had our guests. If they would have pulled up, I could ask her, just because I hate sometimes where my feelings are sometimes negated based upon their thought process. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just tell me that I'm insecure or just throw a title on me based upon how I feel.
It's called gaslighting, I believe. Like, basically where it's like, you're trying to make me feel like I'm the crazy one for feeling the way I feel.
Right, you're trying to minimize my feelings and flip the script to make it feel like that I'm, you know what I mean, overhyping a scenario or something like that. Like, I just think that's corny, man. I hate when they do that too, because at the end of the day too, like, even though that's Chris Brown and that's that specific scenario, I mean, moving forward, a guy ain't gonna feel like coming forward then.
Right.
Like, just on some, like, I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm gonna go ahead and give y'all the clue, ladies. Like, if y'all in a situation and you do that and your man don't say nothing, if you shut him out the first time and then the second time you do it and he don't say nothing, oh, he about to go fuck something else
ASAP.
Just because he, like, I'm gonna just let it blow. Like, you ain't gonna let me say how I feel, you know what I mean? You ain't gonna let me, you know, obviously be able to be vulnerable in this situation. Boom. Then he'll be the monster.
If buddy in a conversation like this, I bet.
Cool. All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's over. It's
you
over.
Know what I'm saying? So I think, man.
That point, ladies. Come on.
I mean, get your.
Because these women, like, okay, let's say as a man, we're able to meet, like, I don't know, J Lo or Megan Thee Stallion or one of these just good looking, popular women, whatever. And we over here grabbing on their ass and shit. Not most of our women. Let's be real. Most of the women out here in relationship would not accept that.
Not at all. Now, I wouldn't be. I'll keep it a buck. I wouldn't be as extreme though to maybe end a relationship.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't.
You know what I'm saying? I think where I think the confusion is for some people is, like, you know, hey, he cut off the engagement. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's right to do that. Just because he cut off the engagement don't mean he's not still in a relationship with her. Maybe he just felt uncomfortable at that moment to move forward with the marriage because it was so fresh. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe we got to talk through some shit and maybe set some boundaries and
learn,
you know,
more about your partner a little
bit.
Yeah,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't think it's worth ending a relationship, but if somebody's getting married, it's definitely worth putting on pause though.
That's a hell of a point, Bolo. Yeah, that's something I haven't seen people in the comments talking about. Just because you're ending the engagement doesn't necessarily mean we're breaking up per se. You know, maybe so, but not necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the times too, like, you know, obviously to get engaged is to be married. But I've seen people who've been engaged for a long ass time.
Years. Jim Jones and his story is engaged for years.
Forever. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, Kendrick and his wife, respectfully, I know they've been, or not his wife, his girl, been engaged for a long time, you know? So, like, it just, you know, to each his own.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But yeah, there's nothing wrong for being upset in that scenario. Let's put it like that. You don't get a pass because of the title of the person that you're doing it with. I wouldn't allow you to do that with some regular Joe down the street. So why I'll let you do that with Chris Brown because he's Chris Brown.
Right.
I think these people be worshiping these people like they're gods and goddesses, and they give them separate passes for certain things. So
hell yeah.
I feel you on that, man. I can't wait to hear what the Porch family has to say in the comments. I'm sure some of the ladies gonna disagree with us, but hey, it's all fun and game. It's all good. That's why we're here on the porch. Another topic, man, and I didn't prepare you for this, Bolo, so I apologize, but I saw a fun one, I think on the Shade Room. Like, shout out to the Shade Room. I know they don't always put out positive content, but I saw something that I thought was a good question or scenario. So the scenario went like this. It was like, if you only got $25 to your name, right, and you have a family of like 9 people to feed, what meal are you fixing, Bolo? And I was like, man, this is a good one. And I know people who grew up with money, this is going to be a struggle for them because they don't know how to really flip a dollar. But I've been in similar scenarios and situations. Maybe it wasn't 9 of us, but it was 4, 5, or 6 of us, and we had to thug it out. So I'm going to go first because I know I put you on the spot, and I'm going to try to give you some time. There's a few meals you could really fix, but the meal that comes to my mind is Hamburger Helper.
I knew you was going to say that, bro.
Hamburger Helper,
look,
bro.
Look what I just looked up.
Stop playing, Bolo.
Swear to God, bro.
Ain't no way in hell you just did this.
Swear to God, bro. I was like, bro, let me see what this costs, bro. So
how do we just do that just now?
Bro, it's crazy, bro. Like a 2-pack, a Hamburger Helper is $5.30.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You got $25. Let me look at the box. 10 servings.
Come on now.
For a 2-pack.
And all you need is a pack of meat, really.
Yeah, you probably
you don't have to though.
But yeah, you don't have to. But if I get 2 boxes though, 2 boxes is 20 servings.
Yeah.
It's only gonna be $10.60.
And get you a pack and get some ground turkey.
For like get some ground turkey. Ground turkey probably be
a little high nowadays.
Facts.
You still be under 25, so that's what I'm doing. I'm doing cheeseburger, Hamburger Helper. You know what I mean? Mix it up. That shit can last, man. It's a good. I haven't had it in years, but when I used to eat it, it was always hidden. I ain't gonna lie to you. Facts. Doctor it up, put a little seasoning, black pepper, hot sauce, whatever you want to do to it. Hamburger Helper, cheeseburger helper. That's gonna win the day for us.
That's gonna win the day, bro. That's funny. You put me on the spot, but that was gonna be my first one. Man, that's a lot of different. That's a lot of different concoctions, man. Like look, y'all, we can make some fish sticks. We can throw some fish sticks in the oven. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you can go get a bag, bro, from Aldi's, bro, for about 100.
Yeah, okay.
100 fish sticks, bro. Probably $8 or $9. 100 fish sticks. Okay. You know what I mean? You got $25. So let's just say you got about 17, 18 bucks left.
Okay.
Man, go get you some mac and cheese. You know what I mean? Get you a big box of mac and cheese. Crab. Boom. That's probably about, you ain't got to get the Kraft. You know what I mean? You got to get the Velveeta. You can get what you need to get. You know what I mean? Go ahead and get the great value kind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's about how you season it. You know what I mean? About,
I like the boat shells. I like the boat shell.
Macaroni. Boat shells. Bow tie. I like the boat shells. And then shit, you get a little left, get you them little $2 Dean juices, couple gallons, 2 gallons of those Dean juices, fish sticks and mac and cheese.
You poke the hole to the top?
Nah, bro, they come in a gallon. The Dean's juice come in a gallon, bro. They be about $2.29.
D-E-A-N-S.
Dean's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, like,
you get you
red two, juice, you purple juice, gallons. Green juice, like whatever the color juice. Yeah.
Facts, bro. Fish sticks, bro. Like, man.
I thought you were talking about them Huggies. You remember the Huggies we used to drink back in the days?
Yeah. The small little joints.
Poke the hole and drink it. Yeah.
Facts.
Everybody in the comments was saying spaghetti. That's a you know, kind of similar to
hamburger. Yeah, I think spaghetti naturally. Yeah. You can cook.
You know my fat spaghetti. Ass, bro. I can pull off some taco salad. I can make it
for $25. You can do a lot.
I can make it happen, like, and get a good amount. You know what I mean?
25. Shit, meat's so expensive though. Like,
that's the thing. The meat by itself gonna cost you $15 if you get a big pack. But then everything else is cheap though. You know what I mean?
Tomato, but you only working with $10.
Jalapeno. But taco style, you can kind of, it ain't got to be loaded with every fucking thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a fact.
Yeah, man, that's all.
I'm trying to think growing up, man, because there was six of us in the household, so my mom used to make bottom boat.
I used to go get the wing, the hot, I used to have good hot wings and the freezer wings at Aldi.
Freezer boys, by the pack.
Wings, throw them in there, easy money.
But you know what, though? I ain't going to even cap to you, though. There's the little TV dinners. I get everybody a goddamn TV dinner for $1.29.
Nine TV dinners. Salisbury steak, mashed potatoes, little
mac and cheese ones. They got ones with pizza rolls in it. They got ones with lasagna in it. $1.29. Stouffer.
Remember, though, the mashed potatoes take a little longer to warm up, so you got to kind of warm it up separately. Yeah, with
Salisbury steak. And then you get some bread. Salisbury steak. Eat that shit. That shit used to be fire.
Tell me right now you wouldn't tear up a Salisbury steak right now, nigga.
Bro, so right now. Shout out to the queen. The queen be cooking homemade Salisbury steak, bro. Stupid.
You lying right now on the porch.
I swear to God.
How she make homemade Salisbury steak? It's
crazy. Like, she just make pretty much like, kind of like she season like the burger patties and stuff.
Yep.
And then she make this homemade dark brown gravy, bro. Oh my gosh, man. That shit's so crazy. Man. And then we do like the chopped potatoes. Like, we let them boil. We chop them up. Then she season them on the top. Man, you spring a little of that gravy on them potatoes. Motherfucking Salisbury is so juicy.
Get you some
motherfucking red juice, boy.
Red juice,
damn, shake it up, bro.
Three ice some cubes, ice. Motherfuckers.
Look, every time a nigga eat, nigga gonna take a sip of that juice first. I'm like, let me make sure my motherfucking palate clean before I start eating. And be like, let me dig into this motherfucker.
Thank God, though.
That's a fact.
Like, I be forgetting sometimes. I be mid meal. I be like, oh my fuck, God.
Nah, facts.
Keep going with it though. As long as you get it in.
God is good.
Homemade Salisbury steak sounds godly right now. I've had Salisbury steaks. I was like 11.
I ain't had it too long ago. Probably a couple months ago. Shit was crazy though. Like if that's like a like if you like what you want, like that's like one of my go to meals. And it don't take that much for her to do it too. So I'm like, bet
a loaded baked potato. Damn, that sounds crazy.
Shit is crazy.
You can't be coming on the porch hungry, bro.
It's wild, bro. I gotta stop eating after 9 o'clock, bro.
Why?
You know, we was talking about getting old, bro. You know, the body don't be moving, like the metabolism don't be moving, like and juggling like they supposed to be.
Moving
you
know and juggling?
My shit be motherfucking. My shit used to be you. What's
your shit be doing?
Not on R&B. My shit on R&B now, bro. You turn my metabolism on, that shit gonna say love, rhythm, and blues. Fuck you talking about my shit. My shit moving slow.
I ain't gonna lie,
if
man.
This world will mine. That's how my motherfucking metabolism be like, damn.
My shit still Waka Flocka. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I
can burn it good, quick. Bro.
I just turned 30 though. That's why I'm still. I know I got a little bit left, and it's probably gonna get to the. But I can still burn pretty quick right now.
Yeah, you pretty active, bro. The bad part about it, like you said, bro. Like I think I fell into that habit of like, let me just do my thing. But then I know if I start working out and going crazy, I'm gonna drop a quick 15, 20. Yeah, like
easy.
Boom. Not no more. Not on duty. Hey, bro, not no more, bro. Like, I be grinding for like 2 or 3 weeks now, bro. Back in the day, I grind for 2 or 3 weeks, bro. You instantly see it. I'm like, damn, you looking good. 2 or 3 weeks go by, bro. I be like, damn.
Hey, hold on. My nigga said, not on duty. That's hilarious, duty, bro.
For real. You ever seen them pictures, bro, when a motherfucker losing weight and they got a hat on and then they look at the after pic and they just took the hat off? That's how I be feeling. I be like, damn, like in 3 weeks, that nigga ain't did nothing but lost his hat.
That's it. Nothing else.
That's it.
It's hard, bro.
And then the old heads always gonna tell you they gonna call you out. Like when my pops and them come, I'd be like, damn, boy, you got a belly, boy. They gonna bring you down. They gonna bring you down to life, man.
Why do old heads have so much like courage? Like not courage. Like old heads just don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck. They don't care how. They don't give a fuck how you feel. They ain't thinking about that shit. They like you looking chunky in the pictures, boy.
I kind of respect that though. Like,
I
wish I could get to that at an earlier age, but it's just so like they don't care about how you feel, how they feel. They're gonna tell you like a TI is point blank, period, man. Like, that's what it is, man. So,
that's a fact, bro.
That's one of the greatest movies of all time. My boy said,
Not on duty.
He said, you're gonna go in here, you're gonna act right, you're gonna treat people right.
I said, I ain't gotta do nothing.
Right. He said, bang, we got action.
they grown as fuck talking to each other like that.
Right. Shout out to Friday After Next, man. That town, man. Man,
Mike Epps funny.
Man, what else is on your mind, bro? What else on your
man,
mind?
Man, you know what?
Old picture, man. Wifey came in and straightened the studio up, bro. Me and her been rocking for a long-ass time, bro. I don't know if y'all can see this. This is my senior night at Warren. It's my grandma. My mama is a light-skinned one. My little sister, who about to be a senior in high school now. This is insane. And little Chanel right here with the glasses on.
Did she go to Warren?
Yeah. Got my jersey on and everything.
Bloodline, boy.
Senior year. Look at the 9-9. Look at Coach Clark in the back. Best D-line coach in the city. He's still there. D-coordinator. I think he might be D-coordinator now. Does see, boy, getting crazy. Getting active. Getting active.
That's cold, man. Shout out to the fam, man.
I ain't seen the picture in a long time. And she put it right. I'm like, damn, like. We gotta get this money, bro, like tomorrow, bro. Cause life just going like
life spinning, bro. When I look at my kids get older, bro, and they just be talking and they be saying stuff, bro.
Boys getting deep and shit. They get old, bro, for real. Them kids getting old. Like, we gotta get some money by tomorrow.
Y'all, check this out. Something funny before we transition, y'all. And you gonna figure this out too. I think having kids, y'all, is so funny because like you think you are gonna be a certain type of way before your kids get here. But then when your kids get here, you kind of almost adapt to like their person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, most people do, at least. Obviously, some people don't. They kind of stick to their ways. But I kind of adapt to like my kids. My kids are both differently. But you know, one thing that I struggle with, bro, and obviously kids are young, they're going to do what they do. But public discipline. Public discipline is hard, bro, just because there are times where I have to redirect my kids and I have to like, look, chill out, like, you know what I mean? Snatch them up, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, I don't hit them, but I snatch them up, let them know, like, look, relax, you know what I'm saying? But, like, in this day and time now, like, you can't even talk to your kid without somebody looking at you crazy. Obviously, I don't care what nobody else think and stuff like that, but you still got to think about it, though. So, like, when your kid just kind of going through terrible two phase and they just kind of having a day and they carrying on or... You know, you get a kid that gets four and five years old and they feel like they can start challenging you and start talking just because they're not really thinking about what they're saying. Yeah. You know, sometimes you got to redirect them, man. And I always consciously think about, you know what I mean, public, you know what I'm saying? Obviously having that, like, you know, being able to discipline your kids publicly. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's always a tough slippery slope to kind of deal with. You know what I'm saying?
When we were little, bro, I used to see kids get their ass beat in the store.
Oh, easy.
I got my ass looked in the stroke.
I didn't see motherfuckers. Who you talking to like that? Like, get your ass smacked right in your mouth. I done got popped a few times in front of people and be embarrassed as fuck.
Oh, bro, I used to be so pissed at my mama, bro. I'm like, what? Because even as a kid, I was always smart. I'm like, why would you whoop me in front of everybody? Like,
everybody.
Like, don't nobody listen. I don't care how old you are. You don't want to get knocked out now. I don't want to get beat up now in front of people. Like, why would you beat my ass in front of the whole city?
That's real. That's real.
Parent, like, come on now. That could have waited until we got to the whip. Like, the car. Like, why you beat me right now? This couldn't wait. That shit pissed me off, bro. That's it. As a parent, bro, if you can, I know it might have a tough day. Kids might be acting a fool. Try to wait till I get to the side for whatever.
Yeah, you got to. You got to. That's how I move now. Like, I, you know, you just don't know how. Like, sometimes,
because
it's like, you look at him like, I'm going to let you get yours off. Go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead. Because then it's going to be my turn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But luckily, my kids, man, they still at the point now where, like, the words are enough. You know what I'm saying? Where I tell them, you know, and they be like, all right, cool. He looking like he, all right, bet. Like, I ain't going to fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? But the young one, sometimes he be like, nigga, try me, nigga. I'm pulling your bluff, nigga. Like, I'll be in public, like, bro, I'm going to get you. I'm going to snatch you up. Don't do it. He like, we in public, nigga. Try me.
Right.
Try me.
They know they in public.
They know. They be knowing. Try me.
In public.
He be like, I'll do it. I will fall out in this flow, on this flow. I'm like, all right, man, chill. Come on.
Kids be smart, right? Smart than what
silly,
you think.
Man.
They smart what you think. Shout out to the kids, man.
Shout out to the kids, man.
Hey, man. Chanel's up, baby.
I love it, man. It's fun, man. We headed back to Disney, bro. I ain't thinking my entire life, bro. Look, so I've never been to Disney before. Since I've had kids, and my oldest is only 4 years old, this would be my third time going to Disney while he's alive.
Damn.
So this shit is crazy, bro. Like, kids, man. But hey, we blessed, man. Highly favored. I'm glad we able to do that with the kids. They so spoiled, bro. We used to eat goddamn graham crackers and honey bread and shit. Now my son be asking for crab legs.
Oh, life is different, bro. Life
expensive different. Ass kids, man.
Yeah, never understand, bro.
You never, know? Bro.
Salami sandwiches, man. Bologna with the red around it, man. Hot Come dogs. On. I Hot got dog, ramen cheese noodles crackers, in there right now just in case, you know?
You got it, bro. You got to keep a noodle, bro. I think if I once I start making M's, bro, I'm always gonna keep a pack or two. Like
you have to, I think. Just
you
just
got to, bro. They clutch, man. Like obviously they horrible for you, but it's just a rite of passage, though. You gotta have.
You gotta put the full package in there. You gonna have the package the rest of the way if you want to. Keep a little water in there. Keep facts. Little, you know what I mean? So you gotta keep a package in there, though. You know, all the real ones know.
That's a fact, bro.
But poor family, man. Listen. It's good to be back. We missed Facts. Y'all, man. We missed y'all. We're working on rescheduling a special guest that we will hopefully have on. We'll let you know when that is. But again, man, it's a great episode to be able to catch up with my brother, kind of go over some of the latest. Shout out to the Boston Celtics, by the way. NBA Finals champions. They beat the Mavs in 5 games. First championship
long overdue.
2008. Shout out to Tatum and Brown, man. They did it. And again, man, shout out to all our brothers and sisters, man, on this Juneteenth holiday. I know this episode might not be posted on Juneteenth, but we're going to celebrate the whole damn week. We ain't going to do more than one day.
Let's do it.
You know what I mean? The least they can do for us. You feel me? So make sure y'all subscribe, man. Hit that subscribe button. Leave a review. Share it with your friends. And, Bolo, how do we always end every show, my brother? I know you ain't forgot.
No, you know how we do it, man. You know, the days are long, but the years are short. So every time you wake up, just make sure that the best you
is the best you, and we out. Peace.
Detaching the ones who keep acting attached to leech. I am no pastor, but actually preaching. Look up these letters and actually reach. That was where it all began. Had to put in work every day. We got it in. We chased all our dreams, and now they can't believe it. We make it look.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.